Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I want to know Christ. Oh, that's how personal is that to you? When you're going through something, do you want to know? Do you realize God wants you to learn something about him from being with him, talking to him, and realizing he cares? Oh, the devil will do anything he can. He wouldn't want to be with somebody like me. Or, boy, I'm uncomfortable with that. He might have to look at some of the stuff that I'm looking at or do some of the stuff that I'm doing. God help us. God help us to be so connected and understanding of what he wants and agreeing with it that whatever it takes for him to change me and put the stuff to death that would ruin me and hinder him, Lord, do whatever it takes to make that happen and give me and bring me to the place where resurrection life is what happens, because that's where he's going with this. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection. This is experiential. And participation in his sufferings, fellowship. So what does that bring? Becoming like him in his death. When he died, Paul says in Romans 6, he died to sin. It was a renunciation. It was a choice to say no to the world, no to the old life, no to everything that was wrong. Even if it takes my life away, praise God, I choose God. I choose his way. Do you realize that's what it takes?
Yes.
What did Jesus say about, not just about the cross that was assigned to him, is there one for us? Whoever would be my disciple, whoever wants to follow me, must do what? Take up the cross. Sounds like it's something that I need to do. I need to say, Lord, help me. I get why you saved me. I was a mess, Lord. And even if I thought I was something like Paul did, oh, when I see it in your light, you're going to show me all the needs that are there. But then you're going to show me where you're taking me. Lord, whatever it takes, that's what matters.
Yes.
That's what matters. And so, Lord, just do it. Now, of course, we know that God only works in some things, right? Oh, wait a minute. Romans 8:28, in all things, God is at work in those who love him, those who are called according to his purpose. And what's the purpose? To conform us, to change us, to conform us to what? The image of his son. That's where he's going with this. Oh, Paul understood this. He said, yes, that's what it's all about. Lord, do whatever you got to do. But again, this is another thing that was pointed out this morning, and rightly so. You can go in many different ditches. One of them is it's all about what's this private stuff that's happening with me. Me and Jesus, we're cool. He's working in me. He's helping me to say no to this and say no to that. But that wasn't all there was to Paul's life, was it? That was a means to an end so that Paul could literally, now he could go out and he could do stuff and it would be the Lord in him doing it, not him. More and more. And yet, even then he said, I haven't got there yet. I'm on the road. Every day I'm having to leave stuff in the behind. I have to forget it and realize I messed up. Lord's teaching me. Thank you, Lord, for teaching me. I can forget I don't have to carry that burden. I can leave it and I can move forward. But Lord, every day I want to be more like you. I want to have more of that life in control. That's what it comes down to. Okay? Becoming like him in his death, and so means as a result. Now he says somehow, that's the translation here, but it doesn't mean, oh, it's vague, it's just maybe it's going to happen, maybe it's not. It's just that whatever it takes, because I don't understand everything that it takes. I don't know all that's wrong with me, and he does, and he loves me. And everything he's doing is not a matter of condemnation. It's a matter of love to release me from a prison, the prison house of sin. Praise God. And so somehow, what am I doing? I'm attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Now, that sounds like the devil could twist that in your mind and say, boy, if I live up to it, someday I'll be raised from the dead. Is that what he's talking about? In the context, he's talking about exactly what he said at the beginning of that verse. I want to know the power of his resurrection. I want to understand resurrection life as opposed to Adam's life. And so what he's doing is taking me through a process where I am attaining more and more of that. I'm learning how to live that instead of me. And the Lord's taking me through whatever it takes to make that happen. Wow. I'll tell you, I want to know this Christ. And I don't want to have this, boy, I'm not so sure about that. I'm uncomfortable with this. I'm afraid of that. What's he going to say when he finds out about it? Like he doesn't know. And yet he knowing everything about you. Everything about you went to the cross and sent the message of his love to your heart, saying, I have the power to set you free and give you an eternal future, free from the power of sin and death. But it means you're going to have to surrender and let me do what it takes. That's what your life is going to be about from now on. Oh, Paul understood that in ways that are amazing, because God had a call to help him to share with us. I thank God for what's written in here, but I need more than this. I need more than history. I need more than a tradition. I need more than the rituals of religion. I need the Savior who's alive and in the world today just as much as he was when he was in the flesh, more so, because he came back the first time. He came back on the day of Pentecost and he inhabited his people. The promise of the new covenant was fulfilled. Not just he's going to be with us, he's going to be in us. If you know him today, he's in you. Wouldn't it be a good thing if we learned how to acknowledge him every day and say, Lord, thank you for being in me. Search me, teach me, do whatever it takes, Lord. And if it takes something that is hard and even painful, I'd sure appreciate an explanation, but without one, praise God, I'm going to trust you anyway. The Lord did eventually explain to Paul, didn't he? And then he said, yeah, I get it. I wanted to serve him, and I didn't realize there was something in the way, and now he's put his hand on it, and now I'm freer to serve him than I would have been if he hadn't allowed that terrible thing that's been bothering me. And sometimes the perfect will of God is to take it away and put us in those green pastures. Praise God. Every single one of us is unique in the kingdom of God. And God knows what you need and what I need. But you strip it all away down to the one thing. What is it? I want to know him. And I want, in the process of knowing him, I want to reach for the thing that he died to give me, which was a new life. And I want that life to come out. But again, I started to talk about the balance. You could talk about just me in this private, what I'm becoming. But the purpose of that is that he can live in us. What was the purpose of what Jesus suffered during his earthly life? It was so the Father, again, there's something pretty personal about that. The Father lived in him and was doing his work. And Jesus was kind of cooperating with that, wasn't he? Even when it cost him everything. That same pattern is being worked out in you and me today. But the bottom line that drew me, I mean, many of these truths we've heard many times. But I need them all the time. But the thing that we need to realize, I hope that this can get across. Jesus is talking to you. And don't you listen to a voice that tells you different. Jesus is talking to you. I love you. I died for you. I want you to know me. Knowing me is going to mean some tough things in your life. There's going to be some wonderful pleasant things too. But it's going to be some hard things because I need you to, and there's part of you I need to put to death so that we can get to the good stuff. But I want you to know me, and I want you to know that I'm the same Jesus that walked around this earth, that met the woman at the well, told her all that she did. That was mentioned this morning. Told her all that she did, and she was excited about it. Would you be excited about the Lord telling you everything you did? Everything about yourself? But yet the spirit by which he did that was such that it became a, oh God, I want that. Thank God. It was a spirit of love and mercy that looked beyond her fault and saw her need. And he wants you this morning to realize that in a deeper way, perhaps. To trust him with the issues of your life, to realize he knows what you need. You might need something hard right now, but he's right there. Just because you can't feel him, you can't see him, he's right there. The same Lord that was with David, and how much more with us when he lives in us and not just with us? Is there an army arrayed against you? Well, he's got a table. Are you in a dark valley? He's right there. Wherever the course takes you, he's there and he's real. And he loves you enough to want to spend time with you and for you to get to know him. What an amazing Savior we have. So you see what Paul was focused on in his life wasn't how great a ministry I can produce. It was, I want to know him. Now, out of that grew all the other. But he never lost sight of the focus of what his life was meant to be about. What is yours about? What is mine about? What is the one thing we do? One thing matters. And that's reaching out so that I can experience more of what he, no matter what it costs, that's what matters. I want more of his life. To be free, to be lived out in me. And then his purpose for my life can be complete. And one day, this will all be gone. We won't have to worry anymore. Thank God. Thank God for that kind of a Savior. Do you want to know him today? Is that the one thing that matters in your life? Good challenge, isn't it? I believe the Lord will help us. And don't let the devil sit there and tell you, well, I've told you this 20 years ago, and look where you're at, you bad person. You hogwash. We start where we're at with what we have and don't have, and we just move on. That's what Paul said. Oh, can't we bring everything from our past and lay it at his feet and just go on free? Isn't that what Paul said? Forgetting what's behind and reaching. Praise God. That's his heart. Toward you and you and you today and me. To God be the glory. Praise God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.